USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with the series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Some New York lawmakers want to require something be added to background checks done by gun buyers in that state, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The proposed legislation would require checks for hate speech or violent threats in someone's online activity before they could purchase a gun. It would authorize police to go over 3 years of a person's social media postings and 1 year of internet searches as part of a gun background check. Proponents point to the recent deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh carried out by a man who is a self-avowed anti-Semite. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration announced on Friday they were putting sanctions back under Iran that were lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. The sanctions really hurt Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors, and U.S. troops have begun arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border to turn back the migrant caravans that are slowly heading north through Mexico towards the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
At least three migrant caravans are making their way closer to the United States. The closest caravan is still over 800 miles away. Sarah Carter is a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and an investigative reporter. She was actually embedded with a caravan and joined them on one of their most recent podcasts and discussed what she saw in the second caravan.
And then what I saw was unbelievable. As we get closer to the border and I walk my way up from the migrant camp, this makeshift camp, there were 1,500 approximately, I mean, give or take, men marching across the border into Guatemala, carrying a Honduran flag, a brand new Honduran flag, not a tattered one. They did not look tired. They did not remind me of refugees. Now, my career, I spent a lot of my career overseas. I covered Afghanistan and Pakistan, as particularly the U.S. War in Afghanistan. And so I was very familiar with refugees and migrants and refugee crisis. This situation was different. It was very well coordinated. They did not appear to be fleeing under any duress. And there were not a lot of families. It was a lot of men.
For that entire podcast, please check out IWF.org. Some fascinating and interesting stuff there. And you can check us out online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.